Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name's Kylie Walczak, and I'm a host here at Pedaling the Pueblo. With me in the studio today is Todd Sadow, president of Epic Rides. Welcome, Todd.
Thanks. Hi, Kylie.
We're here to talk a little bit about the 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo mountain bike extraordinary party ride presented by Tucson Medical Center. What do you call it?
Yeah, we call it just that, the 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo presented by Tucson Medical Center.
And what is 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo?
It is a relay mountain bike race that goes from noon on Saturday to noon on Sunday each President's Day weekend. A lot of people have accused us of throwing a party out in the desert that happens to have a mountain bike event nearby.
If you go up to Willow Springs Ranch, you can find literally no trace of this big city that you build every year. Tell me a little bit more about how that happens.
I think there's a lot of mindfulness across the group. Even though we get references to being the Burning Man of mountain biking, I think it's important to remember that there's a mountain bike event happening and people are riding around the clock. And so there's a really healthy underbelly to it that I think also brings with it a lot of mindfulness for nature.
Mm-hmm. And so how many people populate 24-hour town during the weekend?
We estimate it at upwards of 4,000. Yeah.
And they come from all over the world?
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
It's cool. There's a gentleman from Germany that flies in every year for the event. There's, you know, a really big showing from Tucson out there. I'd say about half the people total are from Tucson throughout the weekend. And then the other half are out-of-town guests.
And who originally developed the mountain bike trails out there?
It's a cooperative effort. There's a great organization in Tucson called the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists. Historic members of SDMB have been contributors of the trail development out there. And then there's some folks that have tradition of living out there, usually between Thanksgiving and the event each February, June and Phil, and then Cutler. And they tend to put in a lot of time and effort, too, because they are sort of the caretakers of the venue.
And who do we have to thank for the bypass?
Yeah, so part of the course that's, you know, the one part that's remained consistent from year one is the gas line. For anyone that knows familiar with gas lines, they go straight. Doesn't matter what the terrain does. And in this environment, the terrain goes up and down pretty abruptly. The gas line portion was nicknamed a vulgar word out of affinity for it early on. And so we've created a bypass for that vulgar word, and it's all single track instead of gas line. So it's a much more enjoyable experience. And that was actually with a lot of help from the Arizona State Land Department. You know, in the beginning, we didn't have the best rapport with them. And now we have, as they tell us, we're the poster child of permit holders. We've really cultivated a great relationship with the State Land Department, and they're a big proponent of mountain biking at the 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo.
Let me ask you a question about registering and participating for this event, because, I mean, it sells out how quickly these days?
So this year, I think it sold out in about 7 hours.
Oh my gosh. And so when do you have to commit by?
We open registration at midnight on October 1st. The last, I would say dozen years it's filled up. And in each year in the last 7 years, it's filled up in about a third the time that it took to fill up the year before. So one area, because we are already full, that we do need help still to produce the event. The event will take, it will require about 250 volunteers around the clock, really from Thursday to Monday to produce the event, with a lot of them going into motion on Saturday and Sunday from noon to noon. So an opportunity to participate in the event as a volunteer is still out there. It's a really fun sort of safe vantage point to be a part of it. You know, being inside the exchange tent because it's a relay event and where all the handoffs take place is pretty high action.
So if you're thinking about dipping your toe into the world of mountain biking, volunteering at this race would be a good place to start.
Absolutely.
Great. And so for more information about where to volunteer, you can go to epicrides.com, and we'll post links with that information to our pages here at kxci.org and on Facebook. Thanks so much, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Kylie.
All right.
This is great.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.